podcast from Patriots.com.
Check it out. This is the sweetest thing I've ever done.
For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
And all this time, I thought Googling yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, December 26th, Gillette Stadium. Tis the season to prep for a must-win season finale that sends Paul Perillo into a fit of coughing. Post-holidays, you're a little under the weather after a tough holiday.
A little bit.
No transactions to speak of here on the Patriots.com roster report.
Well, that's what I was all choked up about. There's nothing to talk about in this roster report.
So we're going to delve into the injury report heading into the biggest game of the year. I know we say that a lot, and Bill Belichick really says it a lot. But he told us in the press conference this morning he really means it this time because there's no reprieve. He did. He did. He was asked specifically about the way, you know, he's always had his teams try to have the, you know, must win, biggest game every week mentality. And he did say, you can't clinch anything in week two or week four. You know, this weekend they can not clinch with a victory because they need help. But if they lose, they're done.
It was almost like he said, come on. You guys know that that's just coach speak.
You guys believed all that stuff I've been saying for 8 years? The Patriots heading into Buffalo, looking to take care of their business and then hoping that some other teams help them out.
And just as a quick note for the game, it looks as if it might not be that bad weather-wise. Reports are calling for some rain, but temperatures in the low 50s. So,
but as Bill said, sometimes that changes quickly in Buffalo,
I'm sure that they haven't done any game plan alterations based on the weather reports that they're getting today. That's for sure. But unseasonably warm for this time of year in Buffalo.
Paul Perillo, the injury report states this week, Teddy Bruschi still did not practice.
That's correct.
So as we sort of expected when that injury occurred, it was a season-ending one in the terms of ending a regular season. He remains on the roster, and we'll see what happens if and when the Patriots are able to get into the postseason. James Sanders, who's been missing time lately, back on the practice field with limited participation, and in the locker room today taking part in a walkthrough with some of the other players that would seem to be heavily involved in game planning this week with defensive coordinator Dean Pease. So that has to be a good sign that he's looking to return to action against the Bills, Paul.
Yeah, I would expect him to be back out there. I think, with him back on the practice field, that showed you that he was probably, ready to return. But then I think you make a good point. When we walked in the locker room today and there's sort of an impromptu meeting with Matt Patricia and Dean Pease going on with the linebackers and Sanders is part of that, I got to think that if he's out there with Mike Vrabel and Junior Seau and the rest of those guys that are all, frontline players, at this point, if Sanders wasn't available from a health standpoint, I don't think that he would be part of that group, and he was. So that's a good sign. And not that the Patriots didn't do a good job. I thought Lewis Sanders stepped in and did a nice job alongside Brandon Merriweather, but they're a better team with James Sanders in that role as the more or less de facto strong safety.
But, Paul, Bill Belichick always tells us for every short week there's a long week. Well, for this season, in terms of injuries, for every give, there's a take. And Richard Seymour not on the practice field this week after limping off a little bit last week with a back injury.
Right.
What is your read on that? There's been varying reports in the newspapers. The Boston Globe, right after the game, kind of characterized it as, they avoided a scare, not that big a deal. Boston Herald was a little more dubious about it. What's your take on Richard Seymour and his availability, not only for Sunday, but anything potentially moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, just kind of speculation here, I guess. There's no real definitive word, but I don't like back injuries. I think that those can be I don't think there's such a thing as a non-serious back injury, which some of those reports that you alluded to, Andy, have kind of called it. I don't think there is such a thing.
Especially anyone who's ever had a back issue that, I mean, you can tweak it sneezing,
it can come
you can
and
tweak
go.
It moving the gallon of milk in your fridge.
Right. And it can come and go out of nowhere, and you just can't play. You can't physically do some things with a back problem the way you can with maybe a knee problem or an ankle problem that's not as severe. Back spasms or whatever it is that Seymour's dealing with, that has been enough, by the way, to keep him off the practice field. I would think that if we see him on Sunday, it would be on a limited basis. I'm not sure it's a huge problem at this point, but I think going forward, if the Patriots were to make the playoffs, something to keep an eye on.
And I think it could be a problem this weekend. First of all, you have Ty Warren, who has said he's going to be 50-50 the rest of the way. So at any one
be
banged up. And we've also seen at times when teams see Mike Wright and Jarvis Green in the game on a every down regular basis, they tend to run at them. They tend to target them. And we know the Buffalo Bills are dealing with their own injury to Marshawn Lynch, but they're the kind of team that they could see Mike Wright at right defensive end or Jarvis Green at right defensive end and just run Marshawn Lynch until you can prove you can stop him over there, because that's sort of their mentality on offense anyway, is give Lynch the chance to carry the offense. So that would be an interesting matchup to keep an eye on if Seymour can't go.
Yeah, I totally agree. And that's the way Buffalo wants to play. They want to play a physical, pounded style. So if you do have Wright and Jarvis Green, I think that's a style that you might be able to have some success with against those players rather than Warren and Seymour. You make a good point, you know, with that, no question. The reason I said I think you could probably get by on Sunday is because they filled in a little bit. Mike Wright has played well, the last week or two. And, I think Green has sort of been a little bit more active. I think he could probably get by on for a game, is my point, in the short term. But I think if you're looking to make some noise here and be a dangerous team in January, the way I think a lot of people feel the Patriots could be right now, I think you're going to need Richard Seymour out there.
Especially against potentially teams
yeah.
that are running the ball and defense-minded, where you're looking to take their runaway and maybe make them one-dimensional passing-wise. Teams like Baltimore or Pittsburgh or Tennessee, who don't exactly have high-flying passing attacks and like to establish things on the ground early on. The one thing I will say, I don't want to get into an argument about Mike Wright's backup duties here, but easy to look good when you got 21-point first-quarter leads and the other team's not exactly in position to pound the ball at
and
you.
And that'll be...
Buffalo would like to keep this game in check, unlike the Raiders and the Cardinals.
I don't think that Buffalo will run and hide the way that Oakland and especially Arizona did. I at least thought Oakland played hard. Arizona didn't. So it'll be interesting to see how that all unfolds.
The others, Ray Ventrone and Billy Yates did not practice this week. So, you know, Ventrone, an interesting one because it seems like every week he shows up at least once in the kicking game somewhere making a play. He has the jaw injury, as they're listing it as. I don't know exactly what that means. In fact, that's the first time I've actually read it. So I just learned something on the air as we speak right here. Billy Yates had a hand issue, did not practice. Flipping over to the Bills side, this is the Christmas Day practice report. Yes, Dick
Geron
scrooged out his team and apparently made them practice. Marshawn Lynch would be the key for them. Did not practice on Wednesday, but was back out there in a limited nature on Christmas Day. Kavika Mitchell was the same thing. Did not practice and then was on a limited participation. Roscoe Parrish, the third receiver, I guess he is, still did not practice. Jason Peters, Pro Bowl tackle, did not practice.
Those are two significant injuries.
Yeah, they have some injuries that they're dealing with. The biggest in my mind is Lynch. If he's either can't go or gets knocked out of action at some point, I mean, that's the focal point of the offense.
They can't do what they want to do with just Fred Jackson. They need Lynch to do it and then Jackson to kind of spell him, not the other way around. And Jason Peters allows them to do a lot of that stuff the way they want to play. So those are significant injuries, I think, on the Bills side.
One last note on the Bills. I thought Bill Belichick had some interesting comments about Trent Edwards this morning in his daily press conference here at Gillette Stadium Friday morning. It was very praiseful of kind of Edwards' field awareness and understanding the offense and decision-making, and was quick to point out he's not saying J.P. Lossman isn't any of those things or doesn't bring – he just feels like Edwards, it's a strength of his game and has had more opportunities. So I thought it was an interesting kind of stamp of approval from afar, as you might say, in terms of what Bill Belichick thinks of Trent Edwards, who I think a lot of us believe and a lot of – especially early in the season, everyone said the Buffalo Bills have found their quarterback. They can kind of move forward and proceed with this young team and the defense and everything they have around him. It sounds like Bill would be of that mind as well. He seems to like what he sees.
Yeah, you and I both like Trent Edwards a lot. So
a lot more than J.P. Lossman.
Oh, well, I don't think there's much debate there, but I think that Edwards is there. I think Buffalo has found its quarterback of the future in Trent Edwards, and I think that the dip in his play is just the normal growing pains of a very young starting quarterback.
Paul Perreault, we're going to wrap this up.
Sure.
And?
Patriots are going to be in the playoffs when we come back to you next Friday.
How and why?
They're preparing for the Baltimore Ravens.
Okay, so they win the division.
They win the division when the Jets beat Miami, and they host the Ravens when the Ravens beat the Jags. Of course, all of this is necessitated by a Patriots victory on Sunday in Buffalo.
Well, you are correct. The Ravens win, the Patriots win, and the New York Jets not only win, they blow the Miami Dolphins out of the water. I think they win by 3 touchdowns or more. Patriots fans celebrate for the first time watching the New York Jets victorious and dance right into the postseason. And you're right, Paul. That means we will be back here next Friday with another roster report, a postseason edition of the Patriots.com roster report. We will talk to you then.
thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.